This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some terrific fishing to report from all of our local lakes, ponds, and rivers, as well as the three big Corps of Engineers reservoirs. And we also have some news about a couple of upcoming special events. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, this is one of those rare years when all four of our major species are going strong at virtually every local lake. The crappie bite is in full swing. The bluegill bite is coming on very strong now, particularly in the farm ponds and moving quickly to our lakes. The catfish bite is turning on, and largemouth bass are feeding up and soon will be going exceptionally well. So there's lots of great fishing to be found, and you can't pick one lake to say that is better than next. They're all yielding very good action at this time. If you're wanting to catch crappie and bluegill, now is definitely the time. The next week or two is going to be some of the finest fishing of the entire year. And if you're wanting to wait a little bit, aspiring and veteran anglers will again have an opportunity to try their luck at fishing state waters without first investing in a fishing license during the four-day Free Fishing Days celebration. During the long weekend, which is June 7th through the 10th, anglers can fish Illinois waters without purchasing an annual fishing license, inland trout stamp, or salmon stamp. In addition, there'll be civic groups, community organizations, and recreational agencies hosting a variety of special events. Fishing derbies and clinics will be part of this 2013 Illinois Free Fishing Days celebration. Now, Free Fishing Days allows those who have never fished or those who haven't fished for a while a chance to try fishing, and the special events are intended to add to the fun. Throughout the state, dozens of different special events are planned as part of Free Fishing Days. And for more information regarding these events, you can contact your local Department of Natural Resources office, either in Springfield or in Alton, and they'll clue you into some events right here in our own area. And if you're interested in camping, this is the camping season now. Camping reservations at all Department of Natural Resources campgrounds can now be made simply by going to Reserve America website, which is www.reserveamerica.com. Shelter reservations can also be made at the website. Online reservations do require the use of a Visa or MasterCard. And for more information, check the DNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. And if you like frog legs like I do, while Game Gourmets will soon have their first opportunity for a fresh frog leg dinner with the season opener of the Illinois bullfrog hunting season. That season opens in a few weeks on June 15th. According to Illinois game regulations, frogs may be taken by hand, pull and line fishing methods, pitchfork, landing net, bow and arrow, spear or gig, and the daily limit is 8 frogs with a possession limit of 16, and the season concludes on August 31st. And one other thing, if you're a dove hunter, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources will begin accepting internet applications June 11th for dove hunting permits for the state-managed controlled hunting areas. Dove hunters may submit permit applications for hunting on state-controlled areas at that time, and permits to hunt at these sites are required during the first 5 days of the season. The deadline for this first application period is July 2nd, so you got plenty of time. Permit applications can also be accepted at that time for the annual youth and youth adult dove hunts at state-managed areas. If you want more information, call the DNR Alton office at 618-462-1181. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and come back and look at some of the terrific fishing facing us at each of Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages.
Lesson for high school baseball and softball action on the Tally Broadcasting Stations, brought to you by Carlinville Area Hospital, excellent health care close to home, Dirk's Radiator Service in Nokomis, Dom Crop Insurance in Greenville, and by Ron DeWerf, your Asgro, DeKalb, and Channel C dealer in Nokomis. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. And as we mentioned, fishing is heating up at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineers reservoirs, also in spite of some high water at these locations. Down in the southern reaches of the state at Wren Lake, the crappie bite is going strong now. Spawning fish are biting. Some cool nights and cold rains have slowed them down a few times, but the water temperature's warm and they're back on again. The weather is really nice and the forecast has been for warm temps. Many anglers are catching these fish shallow, but some fish are also still being caught from the deeper for stake beds and brush piles. You might try fishing the buckbrush in the back of any cove and should catch fish. The Jackie Branch, Sandusky, and Markham branches are all red hot right now. Most anglers are using minnows under slip bobbers, but you can catch a few on jigs as well. The catfish bite, also hot. Lots of fish being caught in the backs of the necks in shallow water. Creeks leading into the lake are producing a lot of fish as well. The catfish are spawning. Jugs set in the necks are working very well, and anglers are catching large numbers of these fish doing it that way as well. Play the wind and set your jugs up, letting the wind push them across the coves. You can fish from about any shoreline right now, and anywhere around the lake, and catch fish. Try fishing on the bottom. When the spring rains raise the lake and new areas are flooded, the catfish usually move in there for a big time. If you want a good mess of catfish, try fishing right after the rain. And the bluegill bite, it's going well also. Some bluegill are being caught in shallow water. They're caught a few really nice bluegill on minnows fishing in the buckbrushes for a crappie. Try using red wiggers and crickets and fish the shallow water in the backs of the necks. And the bass bite, it's heating up now too as well. It's rated fair to good. Most fish are being caught on by flipping plastics into and around the shallow buckbrush. The Jackie Branch neck and Sandusky branch have warmed fast and are producing good numbers of bass. These two necks are just a suggestion. Bass can be caught just about anywhere in the lake right now. At Carlisle Lake, more good action reported here. In the spillway area, white bass are rated excellent. They're being caught in good numbers on rooster tails coupled with the curly tails or tube jigs. The catfish bite in the tailwaters, good on cut shad, night crawlers, and cheese baits, and some very good crappie action right now. Tube jigs and minnows are catching some nice crappie. The sauger bite, as you might expect with plenty of water flowing, very good. Anglers are catching these on tube jigs and curly tails. In the main lake, the bass are just starting to warm up. They're rated fair and be caught on crankbaits, fished along the rocks, and some are coming off woody cover as well. The catfish bite, however, is good. Cut shad are night crawlers and cheese baits, all producing fairly good numbers of catfish. And the crappie, we're getting reports now of crappie turning on. We're probably just a couple days away from some red-hot crappie action. And as you might suspect, the white bass, not yet ready. We usually see more of these coming from mid-June on. And at Lake Shelbyville, the best bet remains crappie and walleye turning on as well. The lake is back rising most often again. Right now it dropped a little bit, but it's changing from day to day. Temperatures are about 64, and the crappie spawn is on now. Everything is in the willows and flooded weeds. They're catching a bunch of male bass with the crappie and even caught a few muskies this week. Most anglers are using a slip bobber, an Aberdeen hook with a minnow on it. Set it about 15 inches deep. You must try several spots until you catch your first male crappie, then throw on the brakes because he will have a bunch of buddies. And most everyone is dealing with the willows, that also includes the walleye action. They kind of like the main lake willows on points, especially the points that have gravel. Try using a 3/16 ounce jig or jig spinners and twisters. Probe the willows better than a bait with a treble hook, and the walleye fishing will get red hot over the next couple weeks, and the anglers will be switching up after this week to do more walleye fishing. And the white bass are still up in the rivers, but will soon be out on the main lake busting shad. So lots of good action to report from our three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs and our local waters as well. So that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.